Okay, so we'll start Vayikra tomorrow, but Ezra's Chodesh was on Thursday and Friday. I thought it's worth noting one Rashi on the phrase that has become a song, Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha, which, of course, is less famous than the line that actually it began with, which is right, Mishenichnas Av Mimatin Besimcha, and then Kishay Mishenichnas Av Mimatin Besimcha, Kach Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. You know, it's only. That sounds like a very, very livish thing to do. You know, mournful Eicha tune as we start. by the way, this is parenthetically the riot against, it drives me nuts, right? There's this like thing that floats around yeshivot. I assume it floats around yeshivot. It is literally posted on huge signs in YU that are like hung across the basement or since Rav Lesson was the mashkiach, that mishenichnas adar marbim besimcha ein simcha elo Torah, right? That adar is a time to learn Torah, which by that logic means that when Av comes, you should learn less Torah, which considering that's the primary comment, which unless you think that it's referring to the Isser of learning Torah on Tisha B'Av, or alternatively, this is a makor in Chazal for Ben Hazmanim, and Av being a bracha levatala on Talmud Torah to begin with, I highly doubt that that's the simple pshat, even though I'm fully in favor of increasing Talmud Torah at all times. Okay, but the comment that I think is important in Rashi is that people don't think about Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. Now from this, people assume that that means that Adar is the happiest month, right? And therefore they assume that Adar is happy and Adar is over, and then Nisan comes, and Nisan is, I don't know, not sad. It's a pretty good month. But like, right? There's this feeling that I don't know. Av is like the month of frivolity, and that's what Simcha means. And Nisan, I mean, is a happy month. You don't say Tachlin for a month that makes people happy as things go, right? And Pesach, people like Pesach, you know, parts of it, anyways. You know, most people celebrate the Seder in some way, shape, or form, whether they're from or not. But they think it's unique to Adar. And there is some evidence to that in the Gemara, right? You know, that it's a good time to like have court cases with non-Jews, and maybe it has to do with the mazel, whatever the mazel means, right? And there's, you know, discussions in Poskim of whether that actually means like there's real mazel changes, or you should act as if there's a mazel change because that's what generates happiness, right? You act as if it's an auspicious time and that's what makes you feel happy or something like that. But Rashi is a totally different take on this. Rashi said, Mishenichnas Adar, Pil Misik, is six words. He says, Yimei Nisim Hayu Yisrael, Purim, Upesach. Right? Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha is the beginning of a 2-month period of Simcha, because it's a month of Nisim, right? And what makes you happy, it's not this frivolity, right?
That's weird. This is the only time where 2 months or two holidays are...
Well, think about it. This actually explains... Now, Rashi, right, Rashi makes a lot of sense. Why does Rashi make sense? Right? What halacha I just assume drove Rashi... No, the fact that Purim is in the Adar HaSmuch LePesach, right? That the insistence that it's Smuch LePesach, right? That we define the Ikar Adar as the Adar which will bring Purim in conjunction with Pesach. I assume that's what drove Rashi to this recognition, right? So some people think Mishenichnas Adar, that means Adar is the happiest month. Rashi thinks it's a 2-month period. Right? Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha, and you begin a 2-month celebration of Nisan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So Nisan, according to Rashi, is no less and maybe more. I'm not sure, right? It's not clear to me whether Rashi thinks that Adar and Nisan are equivalent months of happiness, right? Or he's arguing that, right, starting in Adar, we start getting into the mode of Nisim. Purim is a great miracle, but Pesach is a... You know, even greater, and I don't know, right? Because it's true that the Gemara argues, if you remember, we did this on over Hanukkah, I mentioned this, right? That the Gemara argues that how did they know they could make a holiday for Purim, because they made a Kal Vachomer from Pesach. Right? Pesach was Avdos Lecheiros, and Purim was Mimisa Lechayim. Right? So it is possible that he's conceptualizing Adar as more, and Nisan, this Simcha is maintained. Right? I'm not sure which is meant to be more, but what is clear to me, right, is that for Rashi, this is not about Adar. Right? It's about our the way we react with Nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in general. And the way I like framing this is based on a fascinating comment. Why did I not bring this with me? I don't know. Fascinating comment by the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, whoever exactly wrote that thing in Brachot. And that is on his comment of what is Pirsumei Nisa. I'm going to grab me a Brachot, actually. Like a real Brachot, like, you know, this. Right? So, right, I'll give the background to it. Ellie, I think we'll be able to hear me. Can you hear me still, Ellie? Okay. So, if I asked you, what is the nature of Pirsum Hanes, what would you say? Right, most people understand it's Dinin.
It's the miracle.
Yeah, and what type of mitzvah is it?
Sibor.
Yeah, what do I mean? More than that. Simply, it's a Maisa mitzvah.
Yeah.
It's a Maisa, that's what I mean. Very simply, it's a Maisa mitzvah. Uh-huh. Right? Like, there's all these... Right now, there's clearly a kiyum that's it aimed at. But when we talk about Pirsumei Nisa, we mean maase mitzvah. But Rabbeinu Yonah seems to. Did you not find a brachos?
Not here. I can give you this one.
No, but that won't have Rabbeinu. Oh, will it? Yeah, it will actually. It will. It's okay. But Rabbeinu Yonah has a fascinating comment that he thinks sheds light on this. So he's commenting on the Gemara in Brachos, which people don't like ever quoting, which is Asur la'adam malis chok piv ba'olam hazeh. Right, it is usher to be too happy in this world, which either means in this world or before Yemos HaMashiach. But either way, it's a strong limitation on, our endorsement of, mitzvah gedol liyot b'simcha tamid, except that it's usher or whatever. Right, except that it's usher according to the midin the Gemara to be extremely happy or whatever, to have mirth like overflowing out of your mouth. The poskim actually have long discussions on what that means, right? They're actually like long articles written on how much, this is one of the weirdest discussions in poskim, is like, how happy is too happy? How much laughter is too, right? Is it a chuckle? Is it a, like, whatever. At some point, I don't know. Fine. But commenting on that, Rabbeinu Yonah writes as follows. This is Chaf Aleph from Midbei is in the Daf Pei Arif. And he says, right, so as I noted, he said that, right, machlokes, whether this is about Yemos HaMashiach versus non Yemos HaMashiach or Olam HaZeh versus Olam HaBa. So he argues that it's not about Korban, right? It's about, that's not, right? He argues it's an Olam HaZeh, Olam HaBa Lacham. And he says, "Umay damrinan ema sayimali schok pinu l'shenirina b'zman sheyomru goyim higdil Hashem lasodim eile lo b'bnei hamikdash bilvad amar elahachi ka'amar." It's not about the mikdash. This is what it means. Ema sayimali schok pinu v'tia simcha muteret b'zman sheyase imanu nisim v'yoshienu. Once, it's not the mikdash, but once the nisim of Mashiach start happening, then we'll be able to be malei simcha. Why? Va'az ba'osa wazan nismach kidei legalot niflotav u'gvurotav. Right? We will be happy in order to, right, reveal God's miracles, the Yomru Hagoyim Igdil Hashem Lasodim Eile, and cause the nations to look at us and say, wow, God did great things for them. V'yiru b'simchatenu, they'll see our joy, v'yivoshu, and they will become, embarrassed. V'simcha kazoshi, simchat haborei, mitzvah gdola, mishum, pirsumei nisa. That happiness is a mitzvah mishum pirsumei nisa. And then he says, well, how do I know this? V'doma lazeh, he said, it's conceptually similar to Masha Amru b'midrash. The Midrash Shir Hashirim says as follows, Zaha yom asah Hashem nagila v'nis mechavo. Right, this is the day of God, I will rejoice, vo. Right, translate the word vo. So it's either in the day or in him. Right? It's ambiguous. So the Midrash says, in God. Heve Omer Bahashem. So the Midrash says, I don't know which one it means, and says it's Hashem, Klomar. Afal Pisha Zeha Yomu Yom Tov. He said, even though yes it's Yom Tov, Vinasa Lanu Bonisim and Iflod, Vanu Smechim Bahem. Yes, it's Yom Tov. Yes, we're happy. Afilo hachi ikar asimcha eina ba'avur Yom Tov. The joy isn't the day. Ela bavur Hashem, the joy is for God. Lifarseim et kol agdodot ve kol narotu osei imanu. Wait, to show the miracles. And Rabbeinu Yonah argues by invoking the word Pirshim Nisa, I think, is that the real Pirshim Nisa is not the Maasei Mitzvah are meant to bring to the Kiyum, but the ultimate Pirshim Nisa is the fact that it actually changes our state of being. Right? Meaning the very fact that we are happy reflects to others that we appreciate the miracles that God did to us. Right? And it's not fundamentally Simcha and Yom, it's a Simcha and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a time which God mandates a celebration for his miracles.
So you have Pirshim Nisa all month?
So that seems to, right. So that seems to be at some level, right, whether it's a mamish chiyuv of pirsamayis. But what he's arguing, right, by the way, according to the Rabbeinu Yonah, what I argue is that the mishteh is as much, right, the mishteh v'simcha is as much a kiyum in the pirsamayis as the Megillah. Right, that's what he's arguing. Right, the simcha shebo is what causes other people to look and say, what are they rejoicing about? And you say, because God did miracles for us. Right, but based on that analysis, right, Rashi makes a lot of sense. What's he saying? Mishenichnas Adar. Once we start entering a 2-month tkufa of Nisim, marbim b'simcha, our very demeanor should be happy, because that reflects to others that we recognize the Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. And that's why it's not fundamental about Adar, right? And it's not even about Maisa Mitzvah. It's about when we are in a period where we are reflecting on Nisim, we are meant to be happy because our state of being, our countenance, is the largest form of Pirshim HaNeis, even more than any of the specific actions that we do. So yeah, I think Rashi at some level is arguing that yeah, the entire month has a quasi-kiyum, or a lesser kiyum of Pirshim HaNeis, through that general avirav simcha, right? If you recognize, this is the key, right? If you recognize that the simcha is generated because of an appreciation of the nisim, right? And I think that's an important point to keep in mind, right? I think if you combine Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah, you actually get a very theologically critical understanding of what it means to rejoice, and what it means to be happy, right? As an internalization of Nisei Hashem. Okay? So that's a little bit for Adar. We'll start by Akrim.